Michelle Obama calls Trump impeachment proceedings surreal. By Joshua Kaplan on December 9, 2019. Former First Lady Michelle Obama described the ongoing impeachment investigation into President Donald Trump and his activities regarding Ukraine as surreal as the House begins drawing up articles to remove the president. "It's surreal. I don't think people know what to make of it. But do I think we can come back from it? Oh yeah," Obama told NBC's Today Show in an excerpt of an interview released Monday morning. "We've seen tough times in this country," she added. "You know, we've gone through depressions and wars and bombings and terrorist attacks. And we've gone through Jim Crow, and we've always come out stronger. And that's what we have to continue to believe, because what's our choice? To ball up in a corner and call it a day? Well, that's not fair to this next generation that's coming before us that are counting on us to get this right." The snippet of Obama's Today Show interview was published prior to the House Judiciary Committee's final public impeachment hearing, which lawmakers have heard from Republican and Democrat counsel on the House Intelligence Committee. While House Democrats have yet to set a date to vote on impeachment, House Judiciary Panel Chairman Jerry Nadler, DNY, said Sunday that the vote could happen this week. "It is possible. I don't know," Nadler told CNN's State of the Union when asked about a possible date. "My goal is to do this as expeditiously and fairly as possible, depending on how long it takes." House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, formally launched an impeachment inquiry into President Trump after a so-called whistleblower filed a complaint with the intelligence community in which the president was accused of attempting to pressure the leader of Ukraine to probe allegations of corruption against former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden in exchange for U.S. military aid. Both world leaders have denied the allegations, and the White House released a transcript of the pair's July 25 call as evidence that no wrongdoing occurred.